You are listening to iTAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. Today is Friday, January 6th. Welcome back and Happy New Year. Two TAMU professors believe what the world needs now is more leaders, and that TAMU students are ready to step up to the challenge. That's why this spring they'll launch the TAMU Leadership Initiative, a credit-bearing course sequence combined with community service that will help students to develop their leadership abilities in real-world applications. The goal of the class is to awaken the leadership abilities of students and to show them that each one of them is a leader and capable in different ways of making this a better world, explained Dr. Carol Waters, TAMU Associate Vice President for Academic Enrichment and International Development. Dr. Barbara Baker of University College will join Dr. Waters in teaching the elective course, Foundations of Leadership. The class will be delivered in the Service Learning Experience, said Dr. Marcela Uribe, TAMU Program Director of Service Learning, who is also assisting the initiative. Classroom instruction will be supplemented by visits by notable leaders who will provide insight into their leadership development and applied leadership. One such guest lecturer for the three-hour credit course will be John Pendergrast, a human rights activist whose main work has focused on stopping the genocide in Darfur. Foundations of Leadership will be offered once a week on Fridays from 9:30 a.m. until noon and is available for all students, especially those with sophomore standing. It will satisfy the core requirement for social and behavioral science, which is required for all degree plans. For additional information on the Leadership Certificate and Leadership Initiatives at TAMU, contact Dr. Carol Waters at 956-326-3128 or email carol.waters@tamu.edu. Although they are more than 4,500 miles away, a group of 15 TAMU students are sharing their study travel program experiences in Chile through regular blog posts. The students' blogs recount their travel impressions of Chile and their visit to the orphanage that was the setting for the book, Santiago's Children. Their study travel experience is focused on Chilean culture, social reality, international relations, history, and economics. To follow the students' blog, go to reading.tamu.edu. Transfer international and youth students attending TAMU for the first time can learn to ease into life on campus at the Dust Devil Transition, held Wednesday, January 11th and Thursday, January 12th. The Dust Devil Transition is an orientation program offered to students beginning or continuing their education at TAMU, said Miguel Treviño, Associate Director of the Office of Student Affairs. The program helps guide students through the process of attending TAMU for the first time and telling them about the numerous student service offices and departments available to them in order to succeed at the university. Attendance is mandatory for all new students. Students can expect to learn the ins and outs of the university, such as how and where to seek assistance. They can also meet the faculty members who might be some of their professors during the semester. It's a great way for students to meet some of their new classmates, get basic knowledge on student services and involvement opportunities, added Treviño. The Dust Devil Transition starts at 8:30 a.m. Wednesday, January 11th in the TAMU Student Center and ends approximately at 4 p.m. International students will need to return the following day, Thursday, January 12th, at 12:30 p.m. in the Student Center. There is no fee to attend orientation, but students must provide a valid government-issued ID to receive their student ID. This is the only orientation held for spring 2012. Returning and first-time TAMU students must provide proof of bacterial vaccination. The new state law passed by the legislature earlier this year became effective January 1st. Spring 2012 classes start Tuesday, January 17th. For more information, contact the Office of Student Affairs at 956-326-2280 or email studentaffairs@tamu.edu. Additional information is also available on Facebook at facebook.com/txamiu.osa. A TAMU faculty member's tireless efforts to leverage technology to enhance her students' learning experience has resulted in her selection as the first recipient of the university's Instructional Technology Excellence Award. Rose Saldivar, assistant professor in the College of Nursing, was presented the award at the fall commencement exercises in December. Lead instructor for two nursing classes, Saldivar works with her clinical faculty to standardize and streamline the care planning process through the use of ANGEL, TAMU's course management system for faculty and students. Her early adoption and enthusiasm for social media has increased connectedness between students and faculty throughout their community health experience. Her additional sharing of community resources through social networking tools has contributed to the enrichment of students' real-life learning experiences. She also uses video clips to depict real-time situations, further enabling her students to appreciate vast resources on complex mental health issues. Saldívar joined the Canseco School of Nursing faculty in 2000. She holds her master's in nursing and her family nurse practitioner from the University of Texas Health Science Center, School of Nursing San Antonio. Her BSN was earned at the University of Texas Health Science Center, School of Nursing Galveston. The Canseco School of Nursing offers the BSN, the RN/BSN, and MSN program. For more information, visit tamiu.edu/CSON.